The Gemara at the end of Masechta Avodah Zarah is the source of many of the halachos of Hechsher Kelim and Tfilas Kelim. So I thought we'd spend time looking at the sugyas in detail in the same lumdish way that we would Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, and then try to see, you know, let's keep our eye on Lemaisa as well, maybe look in the Shulchan Aruch and see how exactly halacha is paskin based on the sugya. Let's start with the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis. This is the last Mishnah in Masechta Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah says, "Halokeach klei tashmish mina obde kochavim eshedako lahatbil yatbil lehagil yagil lelabin ba'ur yelabin ba'ur." Someone who buys kelim or acquires kelim from a non-Jew, if it's normal to be matbil the kelim, what does that mean? Normal to be matbil. So Rashi explains, if the kli, if the vessel, utensil, silverware, cups, plates, etc., pots and pans, if it's normal to use this kli b'tzonein, if it's used in cold, it was never used in any hot, it never was used with heat, so then it's sufficient to be tovel it, to be matbil it in a mikveh. But if it was used in heat, so then it depends. If it was used directly in heat, so then it has to be kashered. It has to be kashered with a procedure which we call libun, which means putting it into direct heat. And if it was used in some kind of boiling liquid, boiling water, or the like, if it was used in a procedure that we call bishul, so then you would have to kasher it using hagola. Hagola is mayim roschim, boiling up water and putting the kli inside. So the Mishnah is delineating three different types of kelim. If it's normal to be matbil the kli, meaning it doesn't require any other hechsher, the Mishnah is telling us, when are you allowed to use this kli? Only if it's kosher. So how do you kasher the kli? So first of all, you need hechsher. You have to kasher the kli in the normal way, to take out the belia, or maybe to burn up the belia in the place where it is in the kli. Maybe you're not being maflit, you're not actually taking out the belia, it's absorbed into the kli, but you're just burning it right there. But first the kli has to be mukhsher. You have to do a hechsher on the kli. So if it was used in heat, direct heat, so then you need libun. If it was used in some kind of boiling liquid, it needs hagola. But if it wasn't used in any of these procedures, any of these processes, then tefillah is sufficient. That's what the Mishnah seems to say. The Gemara adds on, Tana v'chulan tzrichin tefillah barbaim sa'ah. They all require tefillah in 40 sa'ah, mikvah 40 sa'ah. Meaning, even the kelim that we didn't say yatbil about, the kli that needs hagola, the kli that needs liban, the fact is you need a tefillah for that kli as well. Not just, don't assume that only the kli that didn't have a belia, that doesn't have any absorption because it was used in cold, that kli requires tefillah. Meaning, perhaps you might think that each kli needs some kind of a hechsher, right? You need some kind of a process to make it kosher. So how do you, what kind of a process do you need to make it kosher? So if it needs hagola, if it needs liban, that's the koshering process. If it doesn't need hagola, it doesn't need liban, maybe the kashering process is to put it into the mikvah. But you would think maybe the kli that needs hagola, the kli that needs liban, wouldn't require tevila. Kamash v'lan, this braisa, v'kulan tzrichen tevila. They all require tevila as kelim, even those kelim that you would need hagola and liban for. Minohan imili, how do we know this? Amarava diyamakrua, koldova sheyava ba'esh tavir ba'esh v'toher. The pasuk in Parshas Matos tells us that all kelim that you buy from a non-Jew require tevila. What's that pasuk talking about? The pasuk is in the parsha where it discusses when Bnei Yisrael came back after fighting Midian. So they brought back a lot of kelim. They brought back pots and pans and cups and knives and silver and whatnot, different things. The Torah tells them exactly under what circumstances can they use those kelim. What do they have to do in order to kosher those kelim to be able to use it? So the pasuk says, "Kol davar sheyava ba'esh tavir ba'esh v'toher." Anything that's used in fire, you need the process of libun to kasher it. But the pasuk adds the word v'toher. Now that's very strange. We never find that fire is a way to make something tahar. If an object acquires tumah, you don't put it into the fire to make it tahar. You put it into the fire if you want to burn it and destroy it, right? Or if you want to kasher it, but not to make it tahar. So says the Gemara, hosif l'cha akos of tairah acheres. The pasuk is adding on a separate form of tairah, meaning aside from the hechsher that you have to do for the kli, the case that the pasuk is talking about is something that you're going to do liban to. The pasuk is the tairah acheres. What's the tairah acheres? Mikveh. You have to be matbil the kli into the mikveh as well. You need hechsher plus tevila. And then the Gemara quotes from Bar Kapara that the pasuk actually continues. It says, "Kol davar sheyavo ba'esh tavir ba'esh v'taher ach b'meinida yischata." So what's that adding? What's the extra pasuk adding? But Meinida Yischata also sounds like it has to come into the mikveh. If you say Vitar, it means it has to come into the mikveh. So what's the addition? The Gemara explains, no, you need both parts of the Pasuk. The fact that we compare this to Meinida, that tells us that it's similar to Tevilas Nida to some extent, that you need Mem Sa'ah. We'll talk about that Mitzvah in greater detail as we go on. But on the other hand, since the Pasuk just says Vitoher, it doesn't compare everything to Nida. So whereas a Nida requires Harav Shemesh, he has to go to the mikveh at night, Tefilas Kalim does not require Harav Shemesh. You don't have to be Matal the Kalim at night, you can be Matal the Kalim by day, and you can use them immediately. So there are similarities to Nida, but there are differences as well. This is the basic sugya. All Kalim that you acquire from a goy, whether they require a separate Hechsher or not, they also require Tevilas Kalim. L'chatchila, one is supposed to do the Hechsher before the Tevilah. We're going to see later whether the Seder is actually Ma'akiv even B'dievet, could be a Machlokas Rishonim. L'chatchila, certainly one is supposed to do the Hechsher first, and then you should do the Tevilah. But even if you don't require any Hechsher, even if all you need is to rinse off the Kli, or maybe you don't even need that, you still would require Tevilas Kalim, because the Kli was acquired from the non-Jew. The first question that we have to ask ourselves is this mitzvah of Tevilas Kalim a din d'oraisa, is it mitzvah d'oraisa, or is it only midrabbanan? Now that seems to be a very strange question. I just showed you from the Gemara that it's a posuk in Parshas Matos. We derive the halacha of Tevilas Kalim from Parshas Matos, so l'chor, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. How can you say it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan? The truth is, there are some Rishonim who write b'feirish, who seem to write b'feirish that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Rashi, for example, Rashi de Ramascha Zuzo, I'm going to see later in the Gemara, is going to say that the only kind of kalim that are chayv and tevila are klei seuda. Not every kli that you buy from a guy requires tevila. If you buy a pencil or a pen from the guy, you don't have to be matal that in the mikveh. Right? Only klei seuda require tevila. And we'll have to define exactly what klei seuda means, but generally speaking, it means kalim that are going to touch the food. Either they're used in the preparation of the food, perhaps even only the final preparation of the food, but certainly if they're used to serve the food as well, that's called klei seuda, and those kalim would require tevila. So, in the midst of that Gemara, the Gemara entertains the possibility that maybe a zuza de sarbala, maybe even some kind of a scissor should require tevila. And the Gemara says, no, klei seuda amur b'parsha. The parsha is talking about klei seuda. Only klei seuda are going to be chayiv and tevila. So Rashi there in Dibur Maaschal Zuza, in discussing this case of Zuzu de Sarbala, he says, Ho'elu gzeras hakosuv hi, since Tevilas Kalim is a gzeras hakosuv, v'lo mishum pilut iser, it's not to be pole, to be maflit, to take out the belia, take out the absorption of the kli. So, and then he continues. So the Lashon of Rashi, gzeras hakosuv, he sounds like Tevilas Kalim is a din d'oraisa. Gzeras hakosuv, sounds like it's a pasuk in Chumash. He takes the pasuk seriously. It's not just an asmach to be alma, it's a gzeras hakosuv. Rashi over there is assuming that why shouldn't the Zuzu de Sarbala be chayv in Tefilas Kalim as well? It's a gzeras hakosov, meaning it has nothing to do with the Hechsher process per se. Not trying to take out the Blias Isser. How do you take out the Blias Isser by dunking it in the mikvah? So clearly it's not to take out the Blias Isser. It's a gzeras hakosov. It's an extra process. And maybe we'll describe exactly what the nature of that mitzvah is. Why should we have to do the Tevila? But Rashi says if that's the case, so then every Kli should be chayv. Meaning, even though the Zuzu de Sarbala doesn't have a Belias Isser, doesn't have an absorption of Isser, so what? But you see it's a Gzeras HaKosev, you see it's nothing to do with the Hechsher process per se, so if that's the case, then every Kli should require. So that's why the Gemara had to come on to say, no, it's only Klei Suda, because that's what the parish is talking about. From the Lashon of Rashi, you see that it's a Gzeras HaKosev, sounds like it's a Din D'oraisa. The Ramban, in his parish there on Parashas Matos, is not so convinced. He writes in the middle of his piece that he says, "V'libi maharher." My heart is thinking that maybe it's only midrabbanan. Maybe it's just maybe the pasuk is just an asmachta b'yalma. What's the pasuk really talking about? There's this v'toher hosef l'cha kosef tayra acher esachem meinida yischata. What are these pasukim talking about if not tevilas kalim? So the Rishonim explain that the pashup shot in the pasuk is that the Torah is telling us, look, if you want to use this kli, you need Hechsher, you have to take out any Isser, but you also have to be Matar the Kli. You want to use the Kli for Kachim, for Truma, for other things, you would have to be Matar the Kli from any Tuma. What kinds of Tuma do we know of? Regular Tuma that could take effect on this Kli, Tumas Nevela. If a Nevela touched the Kli, so then the Kli would become Tame, and if a Mace touched the Kli, it would be Tame Tumas Mace, and it would require Hazav the Paraduma. In fact, we find in Parashas Chukas that the Hazav the Paraduma is referred to as Meinida, right? Meinida lo zorak alav tamehu. So the word Meinida in this parasha could just be referencing what we say previously in Parashas Chukas. It could be that all the Torah is telling us is if you want to use this kli even for dvarim tahorim, then you have to be matar the kli too. In addition to heksher, you should have to be matar the kli from tumah. Tevilas kelim that we're talking about is not to be matar from tumah. We don't have tumah bizman hazeh in the same way as the. We're choshesh for it in certain instances. We wash our hands before bread because of serach truma and things, but we don't really have actual tumah. So the mitzvah of tevilas kelim should not apply if it's only to be matahir from tumah. It wouldn't apply bizman hazeh. So obviously that's not the case. So the Ramban suggests maybe it's midrabanan. The pasuk, the ikar pasuk is talking about to be matahir from tumah. Perhaps maybe it's not to be matahir. Maybe it's not a tevilas kelim gzeras hakosuv. It's an asmachta b'yalma that Chazal linked to this pasuk. It does say v'tahir, even though primarily one could say it's talking about to be matahir from tumah. But maybe Chazal linked to this pasuk, this special din d'rabbanan, to be makbel the kelim, even not to be metaharet from real tumah. So that's the suffix that the Ramban has in his Perush on Chumash. They point out that the Tosis Rid here in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Tosis Rid in the midst of a piece, he assumes clearly that tevilas kelim is only a din d'rabbanan. It's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. But some achronim point out that it could be the Rambam says that as well. The Rambam might hold, not just that it's a suffix, but the Rambam would assume that Tfilas Kalim is only a Din D'Rabbanan and it's not a Din D'Oraisa. The Rambam puts all of Hilchas Tfilas Kalim and Hilchas Macholas Asuros in the Chelek of Kedusha in Perek Yud Zayin. So the Rambam in Perek Yud Zayin of Macholas Asuros, Halacha Hei, writes as follows. Tevila Zush Madbilin Klei Suda Hanel Kocha Min Ha'akam V'achakach Yutru La'achilu Shtia Einon Le'inyan Tumo V'tayra Elo Midivrei Sofrim. The Rambam says, first of all, you should know that tefilas kelim is not to be metaher the kli. That's not the idea. It's midivrei sofrim. It's a different halacha. Midivrei sofrim, the Rambam already says. Already should be sending, should have bells going off in your head. The Rambam continues. V'ramazla. What's the remez in the pasuk? Kol davar sheyava bo'esh tavir bo'esh v'taher. Umipi ashmu alamdu she'eino medaber ela b'taharasa midei giyulei akum. We know mipi ashmua that it's only talking about giulei akam. Giulei akam is a phrase we're going to see a lot. Giulei means the plata, what spits out of the kli. Belia is absorption into the kli. Haflot, the plata, means what spits out of the kli. So the pasuk is really talking about giulei akam, spitting out, being maflit, the belia, that the akam was mavlia, he made the absorption go into the kli as a result of using the kli. Lo midei tumah, it's not talking about tumah. We're not trying to be matar the kli from its tumah. How do we know it's not talking about tumah? It says the Rambam, "Ein lecha tumah ola al yedei ha'esh." You can't be matar a kli through fire. It sounds like an incredible purge the kli from all of its, but it doesn't work like that. You got to be matar a kli by putting it into the mikvah. V'chalat tmeyan betfila ola mitumasa. Okay, the Rambam continues. He says, "V'kevin shekosu v'toher amru chachamim hosef lecha tayra achar avirasa ba'esh la'atiro migiulei akum." The Rambam says, since the pasuk uses extra lashon v'tahara, so Amr Chacham, the Chacham say that there's this extra tahara after havara be'esh, after you machshir it be'esh, so then you need the tevila as well. So it's interesting. You look at the lashon of the Rambam; he has three times phrases that would seem to indicate that it might only be the Rabbanim, or maybe not three times. Let's see. So first, the Rambam says what midivrei sofrim. Midivrei sofrim certainly sounds like it's only the Rabbanim. What other phrase of the Rambam sounds like it's only the Rabbanan? V'ramazla. Okay, there's the Rambam in the post. So good. What else? Mipi Ashmua. Okay, it's not so clear that that's the Rabbanan. What's the final phrase that the Rambam uses? Amr Chachamim. So certainly Amr Chachamim sounds like it's the Rabbanan. Midivrei Sofrim also sounds like it's the Rabbanan. Mipi Ashmua is not so clear. So the Prichodash was a lot on Yoredei in general, and a lot of very important comments on Hilchas Tevilas Kelim, Mitzvah Shem. In Hilchas Tevilas Kelim, Hilchas Tevilas Kelim is found in Yoredei at the beginning of Chelek Beis, in Simen Kuf Chof, not the very beginning, but a couple of simonim after the beginning of Yoredei Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Chof. So the Prichodosh in Simen Kuf Chof in Sivkotin Vov is Medayek from the Rambam. You'll find if you look in Yoredei in the regular Shulchan Aruch, you'll find comments of the Prichodosh on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, but they're not comprehensive. Meaning the Prichodosh wrote a separate sefer, so if you look at the separate sefer, he'll have extra things that you don't have on the side. This comment happens to be on the side of the regular Shulchan Aruch, but he might even add more in the regular in the regular Pri Chodesh, I don't remember. But there are certain, there are definitely parts of the Pri Chodesh, different comments of the Pri Chodesh, Nochas Tiluskei, that we're not going to find on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. So it's important to become familiar with the separate Sefer that the Pri Chodesh has. The Pri Chodesh there in Sivkot and Vav, he's medayek from the Rambam. He says the Rambam's Loshon Midivrei Sofrim, he thinks, sounds like it's Midirabbanan. He says, and others are medayek, not the Pri Chodesh, others are medayek from the phrase Amru Chachamim, that Tfilas Kelim must be Midirabbanan. But the Rashba disagree. The Rashba in a Tshuva, in Chayla Gimel, Simin Reish Nun Hey, the Rashba felt that even the Rambam holds that Tfilas Kelim is a Dindaraisa. Dindaraisa? What led him to believe that? So, even if you're not familiar with the tshuvas of the Rashba, if you just read the Kesef Mishnah on the side of the Rambam, he keys you into that Rashba. Kesef Mishnah quotes from this tshuva of the Rashba. He says that the Rashba felt that the Loshon Mipi HaShmua in the Rambam doesn't sound like Midrabanan. It sounds like it's Midivrei Kabbalah, that Chazal had a Kabbalah, Halachal Moshe Misinai, based on this posuk that the word V'toher tells us that you need Tfilas Kalim. So the Rashba felt that that middle phrase of the Rambam indicates that Tfilas Kelim is Taka Mitzvah Deraisa. It's not a Din Derabbanan. What's the Rashba going to do with the bookends, with the other two phrases of the Rambam? Amru Chachamim. Amru Chachamim certainly sounds like it's Midrabbanan. So some have pointed out that maybe it's not so Mukhruch. I didn't bring the Sefer today, but there's a beautiful Sefer called Tfilas Kelim. It's an appropriate name, right? Beautiful Sefer Tfilas Kelim written by Harav Tzvi Cohen, which is the Bible on Tfilas Kelim. So Meir the Kesefer, we're gonna be referencing it in Mirtz Hashem quite a bit. There's beautiful footnotes there and a whole introduction. So in one of these osios in the introduction, in the Mavot, the Sefer Tfilas Kelim, he points out a lot of the dechios, a lot of the comments that the Achronim have to be docha, to reject the Raya of the Rashba from the Loshon Mipi HaShmua and the Rambam, that Tfilas Kelim is a Din Derais according to the Rambam, meaning they, what these other Achronim suggest is that even though the Rashba, they try to explain what Amr Chachamim means, meaning according to the Rashba, who holds that the Rambam claims it's the Dindaraisa, so what would he deal with these other phrases? And other Achronim disagree with the whole thing, and they claim, no, maybe Tanaka, based on these other phrases, it sounds like the Rambam holds it's the Rabbanan. Mipi HaShmua is a difficult phrase, so they try to work on that. So there he points out that some claim that Amr Chachamim and the Rambam itself, if you look at the Rambam, if you're Baki in Mishnah Torah of the Rambam, you'll note that the Amr Chachamim doesn't always mean Midrabanan. In fact, many times it means Daraisa. L'mashal, the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah, we know the Rambam holds that Tefillah is a mitzvah Daraisa. Tefillah is a mitzvah Daraisa once a day, every day. The fact that we daven three times, that's Midrabanan, clearly. But once a day, every day, the Rambam holds that it's Daraisa. How do we know it's Daraisa? Ula avdu b'chol avavchem. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Says the Rambam, Amru Chachamim, Ezehu avoda shebelev zo tefillah. This is at the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. So the Rambam quotes the pasuk, and then he says, Amru Chachamim say, avoda shebelev is tefillah. So don't you see that Amru Chachamim means Daraisa? Doesn't mean Midrabanan. It means Chazal interpreted the pasuk. They have a Kabbalah to interpret the pasuk. It's not such a far jump to say that in Hilchas Machalos Asuras, we talked about Tfilas Kelim, the phrase Amr Chachamim also doesn't mean Midrabanan. It might mean Daraisa. It just means Chazal. It doesn't mean Midrabanan. It means Chazal had this Kabbalah that the Pasuk means Tfilas Kelim. Ay, Midivrei Sofrim? Doesn't that mean Midrabanan? So that many have pointed out. That doesn't mean Midrabanan in the Rambam in other cases. I mean, some know that the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus writes Midivrei Sofrim, Kiddushei Kesef is Midivrei Sofrim, it's not Mefurish in the Pasuk. I've never meant to say that Kiddushei Kesef is only the Rabbanan, but that's the Kiddushim we do, and all of our Kiddushim is only Midrabanan. Is that possible? Can you really say that? It's very difficult to say. So the Kesef Mishnah there explains the Rambam describes something which is Eino Mefurish B'Kra as being Midivrei Sofrim. It doesn't mean Midrabanan. It means that Chazal have a Kabbalah as to how to interpret a pasuk. Just because the Rambam uses the phrase Midivrei Sofrim doesn't mean that it's the Rabbanan. So the Rashba held that even the Rambam claimed that Tfilas Kelim is a Din Daraisa. But many are Medayik from the Rambam, Pri Chodesh and others are Medayik that the Rambam holds that it's Midrabanan. So that's Taka Machlokas Rishonim. It would seem as though it's a Machlokas Rishonim. We should go further. even if you assume that Tefillas Kelim might be deraisa, the Ikka Mitzvah Tefillas Kelim is deraisa, one perhaps might distinguish between different kinds of Kelim. Maybe some are deraisa, maybe some are not deraisa. Let's look at another Gemara. What Kelim are chayiv in Tefillas Kelim? And we talked about Klei Suda, but forget about Klei Suda for a moment. What's the material that the Kli has to be made of in order to be chayiv in Tefillas Kelim? So the Gemara quotes a story. The Gemara says, Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Zavon Mona Demarda Me Ove Kochovim. Sover Lat Bila Amalei Hahu Me Rabbanav Rabbi Yaakov Shmei Ledidim Mefarshlim Inei De Rabbi Yochanan Klei Matchas Amur Beparsha. So one of the Amorim wanted to be Tovel this Mona Demarda that he bought from a Goy. What's a Mona Demarda? Rashi explains it's a clay Adama, a clay that's made from dirt. They had some ways of making the dirt. Adama Utsiife Bokar. And one of the other Amoraim explained to him, no, Rabbi Yochanan says, Klei Matchas Amur Beparsha. The Parsha describes Klei Matchas. It describes six types of metal. What six types of metal? Zohav, Kesef, Nechoshes. What else? Barzel, Bedil, and Ophoris, right? Barzel, Bedil, Ophoris. That means iron, tin, and lead, in addition to gold, silver, and copper. So the Parsha talks about Klei Matchas. Matchas Amor Beparsha tells us that Klei Adama are not included in the Halacha Tefillas Kelim. Klei Cheres are not included in Tefillas Kelim. Klei Eitz, wooden Kelim, wooden spoons. Someone just asked me last week if wooden spoons have to be put into the mikveh. The answer is no. They're not Klei Matchas. They're not included in the Parsha. So therefore, they're not included in this Halacha Tefillas Kelim. So Klei Matchas are definitely included in the Parsha. If you assume that Tefillas Kelim is a Din D'oraisa, obviously Klei Matchas, metal kalim, certainly the six metals, we'll have to talk about other metals, aluminum and other things, but certainly the six metals are going to be included in this mitzvah of Tefillas Kelim. If it's deraisa, then they'll be included min haTorah in the kalim, in the mitzvah. But the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Ashi, hani klei zechuches hol v'chi neshtabru yesh letakona keklei matchas domu. Rav Ashi goes further, he says klei zechuches are also chayav in Tefillas Kelim, glass kalim. Why the chayav in Tefillas Kelim? Since when they break, you can fix them. You can mold them without putting them back into the furnace, without doing the whole process from the beginning. Meaning, a metal kli, if it gets ruined, you can mold it. You can somehow solder it together, mold it, melt it once again. And apparently glass, I'm not a glass maker, but apparently glass, if you go to Corning, I guess they do this there. But glass kalim also, if they break, somehow you can melt them back together even without making the kli to begin with once again. Apparently cheres is not that way. Cheres, once the cheres is nishbar, once the cheres breaks, once the earthenware kli breaks, you got to put it back into the kiln. There's really no way. You can tape it together, but you're not really going to make it, you're not going to fix it that way. You really would have to put it back into the furnace. So Rav Ashi says, klei zechuches alai klei matchas, since kineshtabu yeshlam takana, there is a way of molding it back together, just like klei matchas, and as a din of klei matchas, then it will be chayiv in tefillas kelim. We should point out that not everyone was so convinced that Rav Ashi was right, that klei zechuches really should be chayiv in tefillas kelim, because they point to the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah clearly says that klei zechuches are chayiv in tefillas kelim. There is no bar plukta. Rav Ashi is the only daya in the Amoraim that the Gemara quotes about klei zechuches. But the Gemara in Shabbos seems to indicate that maybe klei zechuches are not the same as klei matchas. What does the Gemara in Shabbos say? The Gemara in Shabbos is trying to figure out whether Chazal book goes at tuma on klei zechuches. Tuma, not tefillas kelim. Tuma v'tayra, kabbalas tuma. The Gemara in Shabbos on Tezvav Amibay says that Chazal, the Rabbanu, will goes at tuma on klei zechuches. Ho'il u'tchilas b'yosu minachol, since they're created from sand, Memela shavinu rabbanan ke kli cheres. Chazal made them like a kli cheres. Kli cheres do become tame. So just like kli cheres become tame, the Gemara says Chazal put tuma on klei zechuches as well, because klei zechuches is similar to kli cheres. Why? It's tchilas b'yosem in achol. You make them from sand. So that's very nice in terms of Kabbalah stuma. But the question is, if you're going to compare klei zechuches to kli cheres, what should that tell me about tevilas kelim? If you buy the klei zechuches from a guy, should it be chayv in tevilas kelim or not? It shouldn't be chayav in tefillas kelim, because we know that klei cheres is one of the examples of kelim that Chazal did not include in the requirement of tefillas kelim. So the Gemara in Shabbos, on the one hand, compares klei zechuches to klei cheres, le'inyan kabbalas tumah. L'chora, Hu adin nami, the same should apply for the mitzvah of tilas kelim. On the other hand, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that klei zechuches are chayv in tilas kelim. So, which Gemara is correct? The Meiri in his parish, the Masechta Avodah Zarah, gives two answers to this theorem. The Meiri, where's the Meiri? Not in the big packet, but in the special packet, packet one. So many packets, you can get confused over here. The Meiri in the source one, he says like this. He quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, and he says, "Va'af mizu yesh mefak pekin bohem letfilazu umadbilim below bracha." The Meiri says that based on the Gemara in Shabbos, there are some who are not so sure with that klei zechuches should be chayv in tefila, because maybe we should compare it to klei cheres. From the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, it sounds like klei zechuches should be compared to klei matches. The Gemara in Shabbos compares it to klei cheres, so maybe it's a sofek, some machlokas in the sugis. We don't know what to do. So the first suggestion is maybe we should be matbil below bracha. We should make a bracha. We make a bracha on tefilas kelim, so we should make the bracha because it's only a sofek. The Meiri though says he doesn't think it's right. V'lo yeroy likein. I think it's wrong. Why? Ho'alu b'mkoma nemra halacha. First of all, he says since it's nemra b'mkoma, it's a halacha. We'll have to get to that in a moment. V'lo od ela shegadolim mefarshim dochan osa shal mesech the Shabbos mibnei ze af le'inyan tuma. So the second pshat that the Meiri suggests, v'lo od, I think makes a lot of sense. What's his second pshat? The second pshat is that Gedolim Mefarshim, who's that? Os Dalet, the Ravid. The Ravid is Docha Mesech the Shabbos. Based on the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, the Ravid says that we're Docha Mesech the Shabbos. Why? What's he saying? He's saying it's Machlokas HaSugis between Avodah Zarah and Shabbos. So if we pass like the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, so then the Gemara and Shabbos is going to be rejected. So if it's rejected Le'inyan Kabbalas Tuma, it'll be rejected Le'inyan Tvilas Kalim as well. If you pass them like one sugya, that's it. So that's the second suggestion. Then maybe we should pass them like the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. It's machlokas ha-sugya. We should pass them like the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, and the Gemara and Shabbos is going to be rejected. I mean, the truth is, you could still say that klei zechuches are makabel tuma if they're compared to klei matches. It's not such a pella. Meaning, the svara of the Gemara and Shabbos could be rejected. We could say, don't compare klei zechuches to klei cheres, compare it to klei matches. The Gemara and Avodah Zarah says klei zechuches are compared to klei matches, and that's why the chayv in tefilas kelim. Maybe that's taka why they're makabel tuma as well. Who says we have to take the lashon of the Gemara and Shabbos seriously? That's the second answer. What's the first svara that the Meiri has here? Hol b'mkoma nemra halachi. What does that mean? So I think what the Meiri is saying is that it's two different sugyas. You have a sugya of Tumah v'Tayr and Shabbos, you have a sugya of Tvilas Kalim, never the twain shall meet. Le'inyan Tumah will compare Klei Zechuches to Klei Cheres, but Le'inyan Tvilas Kalim, if you buy the Kli from the guy, will compare Zechuches to Matches. Right? Who says that we should compare them for both? Maybe we should be Mechalek between Tumah v'Tayr as opposed to Tvilas Kalim. This is a very, very important point which we're going to get back to many, many times. The Meiri in his first statement over here, and if you look at Tosis and Shabbos as well, Tosis and Tezvav and Beis and Shabbos, seems to say the same thing. Maybe it should be mechalik between the two sugyas. Not that the sugyas are arguing we should paskin like one of them, or there's a suffix which one to paskin like, but no, maybe the two sugyas are talking about two different in Yonim. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah is talking about Tevilas Kalim. The Gemara in Shabbos is talking about Tumah V'Tayra. Who says Tevilas Kalim is related to Tumah V'Tayra? That's a very important question that we're going to have to get back to many, many times. Is there a special relationship between Tumah V'Tayra, Hilchas Tumah V'Tayra, and Tevilas Kalim? What should I say? Never the twain shall meet. Yes, Tumah V'Tayra, a kli that's Mekabel Tumah, loses its Tumah through Tevila, and a kli that you buy from a guy you are putting in the mikvah, they certainly look very similar. But who says the halachas are related? Who says they're connected? Just because there are certain halachas that apply to Tumah V'Tayra doesn't necessarily mean that they apply to Tefilas Kelim. So could be that's the answer to the Gemara Shabbos. The Gemara Shabbos is talking about Tumah V'Tayra. So regarding that, we compare Klei Zechuches to Klei Cheres. The Gemara Avodah Zarah is talking about Tefilas Kelim. Regarding that, maybe we'll compare Klei Zechuches to Klei Matches. So there might not be any kasha to begin with. Bottom line, Rishonim conclude, Meiri and others conclude that there's an absolute chiyuv of Tevilas Kelim when it comes to Klei Zechuches. Against these Yesh Mefakbekim to be Tova Klei Zechuches without a bracha. This is a popular misconception. Many think that even if Klei Zechuches, we are Tova, but we're Tova them without a bracha. And it's really strange. You look at the Shulchan Aruch, you can't. You, there's no Havamina. There's no mention at all of this Shita in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Chaf. Shulchan Aruch just says you have to be tovel kalim ben klei matches ben klei zechuches. There's no mention that you shouldn't be chayav to be tovel klei zechuches. No mention that you should be tovel klei zechuches without a bracha. So where did it come from? The Meiri explains it came from this Gemara in Shabbos because they were troubled with this stira from Avodah Zarah to Shabbos. What's the answer? But he says there's no problem at all. So he thinks that the Yesh Mefakbe can attack a wrong. So it's important to keep in mind. I think there are some mikvahs that actually have signs up that say, for metal, make a bracha. For glass, be tova without a bracha. It's absolutely wrong. It's against the Shulchan Aruch. You have to be tova glass with a bracha, just like metal. There is one difference, though, between mateches and zechuches. There could be one difference. What's the status of the tefillah of klei zechuches? Is it a mitzvah d'oraisa or is it only a mitzvah d'rabbanan? That's not clear. The Sefer Darkei Tshuva, which collects a lot of tshuvas, beautiful in Shulchan Aruch Yeridaya, there's a Pischei Tshuva. The Pischei Tshuva is one of the perushim on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. He collects a lot of tshuvas, but the Sefer Darkei Tshuva collects even more tshuvas. Goes to town. So the Sefer Darkei Tshuva quotes some who want to claim that even Klei Zechuches, Tevila of Klei Zechuches, is a din d'oraisa. Once Rav Ashi and the Gemara of Avodah Zarah compares Klei Zechuches to Klei Matches, it's Klei Matches Damu. If Klei Matches is the Raisa, so Klei Zechuches should be the Raisa as well. Now, just one second. If you hold that the Rambam claims Klei Matches is only Midrabbanan, so Klei Zechuches is only going to be the Rabbanan too. It's not going to be better than Klei Matches. But many Rishonim assume that Klei Matches is Taka Din the Raisa. The Mitzvah of Tevilas Kalim by Klei Matches is Minat Torah. So if you take Rav Ashi seriously that Klei Zechuches is Klei Matches, it should be the Raisa as well. That's what the Darkei Tshuva says. The Pri Chodosh disagrees. The Pri Chodosh in Sifkat and Gimel says even if we'll claim that Tevilas Klei Matches that you buy from a non-Jew is Minat Torah, but Tevilas Klei Zechuches is only Midrabbanan. And that seems to be the position of Rov Poskim. So most Poskim assume that even if Tevilas Klei Matches is Taka Deraisa, which seems to be the position of many Rishonim, Rashi seems to hold like that, the Ramban is not sure. Rashi holds like that. Other Rishonim hold like that as well. Even in the Rambam, it's not so clear. Maybe the Rambam holds that it's the Raisa. But Klei Zechuches, the Pri Chodosh and Rov Poskim assume that Klei Zechuches, everyone holds it's only Midrabbanan. Now, even though it's Midrabbanan, that's not going to tell you not to make a bracha. We know the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chav Gimel says that we make a bracha even on mitzvahs Midrabbanan. What's an example of a mitzvah Midrabbanan that we make a bracha on? Ner Chanukah. That is the sugya. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chav Gimel says that on Ner Chanukah we make a bracha. So, just because the tzvila is midrabbanan doesn't mean that you're not going to make a bracha. That's not a nafkamina between matches and zechuches. Even if you'll assume that matches is the rice and zechuches is only the rabbanan, so what? You'll still make a bracha on zechuches. But zechuches is only linked to klei matches. So even if you'll say that klei matches is the rice because it's amur in the parsha, the pasuk mentions klei matches. The pasuk doesn't mention klei zechuches, right? Rav Ashi learnt that klei zechuches are also chayev in tevila because klei matches damu. It's compared to klei matches, so you could say that that's only midrabbanan because it has a quality of klei matches. But even if it's only midrabbanan, that tefillah will still require a bracha. Yes.
You have two items: one's klei matches and one's klei zechuches. Should you make the bracha on klei matches?
Yes. Yes, it's probably better to do that. Only because klei matches is a deraisa. So certainly, if you make the bracha on the klei matches, that will exempt the klei zechuches as well. So what is a nafkamina? Is there any nafkamina between zechuches and matches? One might be the raisa, one might be the rabbanan. Is there any nafkamina? Yes.
Suffix.
So the first nafkamina we always think of whenever we talk about mitzvahs deraisa, the rabbanan is suffix. We know sveka deraisa lachum and sveka derabbanan lakula. So does that apply in this context as well? The answer is yes. If you have a sveka dedina, any sveka dedina in tefilas kalim, we'll find that the poskim say time and time again that by klei matches will be machmer and by klei zechuches perhaps there's room to be mekum. There are many different machlokos in the Rishonim, in the Achronim, in the Poskim, and you find in Tfilas Kalim there are many chumras that they have, that you should be matpil without a bracha. Be matpil without a bracha. Constantly you hear the Poskim saying, be matpil without a bracha. Safek brachos lahakel, the bracha is the rabbanan, so that's why they're willing to be makel on the bracha. Or it could be a chumra, right? Don't make the bracha, right? But you'll be makel for the bracha, but not for the mitzvah. If the mitzvah of being matel klei matches is deraisa, then we should be machmer. So that's why you find many chumras When it comes to tefillas kelim, if there's a machlokas in the poskim, they'll say you should be matbel without a bracha. But by klei zechuchis, we might say don't be matbel at all. Sveka the rabbanon lekula. If tefillas klei zechuchis, excuse me, is only mid rabbanon, so there will be room to be mekel. One example of this is a case that we'll talk about in greater detail in Mitzvah Hashem as we go on. Mashkanta. That's the Gemara mentions this later on in the sugya. Let's say you have a mashkon from a guy, collateral. You lend money to the guy, and the guy gives you a mashkon, and you're allowed to use that mashkon. What's the status of mashkanta when it comes to tefillah? You're using the kli of the guy. Do we view that as an acquisition? You've acquired the kli from the guy, you should have to be tovel that mashkon? Why not? It's a shayla in the Gemara. It's an ibaya, the low of shita, the Gemara. It's a suffix that's not answered. We don't have a final word on. So what's the din? What should we do? So Tosfos there, and Dibra Maschil E. Right, and the fine hammer base. Tosa says, "V'kevin the low if shita madbilin l'mashkanta below. Where is it? Below bracha." Tosa says, "We might build a mashkanta without a bracha." But there you have it, tevila below bracha. What's Tosa assuming? To some of the achronim say, "You see, aha, aha." Tosa's host tefilas kelim is what a mitzvah. Doraisa. That's why he says you should be matbil without a bracha. So he buy the low if shita whether you should be matbil the mashkon. It's a suffix, so we should be machmir to do the tevila at least. For the bracha, is midrabbanan. We're not going to recite the bracha, but we will do the tevila. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam there in Hilchos Machalos Asuros in Perek Yitzayin Halacha Vav, he says that we're not matbil a mashkan. Aval hashol min ha'akam oshem mishken ha'akam etzlo klei matchas meidiach ha'martiach ha'malabin ve'eino tzorech latbil. The Rambam says you don't have to be matbil the kli if it's only a mashkan. Stach pile plaim. It's an ibayat lo shita in the Gemara. It's a suffik in the Gemara. The Rambam is mekel. Sveka the rice of the chumah. How could it be? Zok deran. Deran. On daf lametes amid beis. Bedap be harif. The Ran says, you know what pshat in the Rambam is? The Rambam is l'shitaso. Not only is the prichadosh medayik from the Rambam, the Rambam holds tefillas kelim is midrabbanan. The Ran also is medayik from the Rambam. Did I put this in the Makoros, this Ran? Yeah, this Ran is in the Makoros. It's in section 3. The Ran is medayik from the Rambam that the Rambam holds that you're not matbil amashkan. How could that be? Zok the Ran, he goes l'shitas. So since the Rambam holds tefillas kelim is only midrabbanan, it's a mitzvah derabbanan. Even klei matchas, not just klei zechuchas. The Rambam certainly would say zechuchas is only midrabbanan, but the Rambam holds even matchas is only derabbanan. Zok the Ran, if the Rambam holds that tefillas kelim in general is only a mitzvah derabbanan, that would explain why the Rambam claims you don't have to be matbil amashkan. Because a mashkin is a suffix in the Gemara, sveka the rabbanon lekula. There's no reason to be madlos. That's one example where, depending on how on what side you'll take in tefillas kelim, if it's a din daraisa, so then we'll be machmir misafek. If it's midrabbanon, then we'll be mekel misafek. The poskim point out though that when we talk about suffix in tefillas kelim, you have to distinguish between two types of suffix. The suffix that I'm talking about is a sveka the dina. A suffix had a paskin meikar adin in a particular case. But if you have a suffix whether you did the tefillah, let's say you have some kelim and you will matbil some of the kelim, you went to the mikveh, you will matbil some kelim, but you are matbil everything, and then they get mixed up. Now that's going to be a problem. If you have a suffix, if you will matbil the kelim, then you're going to have to be matbil them again. You'd have to take everything again. Why? Because that doesn't fall under the rubric of sveka derabbanan lekula in this context. That suffix. For that suffix, we're not going to be willing to be megal, even if it's a mitzvah derabbanan. Why? Because there's a concept in halacha called dover sheyesh l'matirin. There are things that right now are us, but they're going to become mutter in the future, like chametz bepesach. Chametz is one example. Tevel. There are certain things that are us now, but they can become mutter in the future. The Gemara at the beginning of Masechta Beitza, on the Gimel Beis, talks about this at great length. Beitza shenolda b'yomtif. The Beitza that was born on yomtif, so it's us right now. If it's born on Yom Tov after Shabbos, it's also right now, but it'll be mutter lemochan, it'll be mutter the next day. These things are called dvarim sheyesh lahem atirin. They have a heter in the future. They're also right now, but they can be mutter in the future. The rule is, by a dvar sheyesh lahem atirin, we're much more machmir. We're machmir to say that sveka derabbanan lekula doesn't apply. Chazal say, in the words of Rashi and Beitza, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, ad shetochlenu be'iser tochlenu beheter. Why should you rely on the fact that right now it's usur, but you're going to rely on some kind of a special kula, sveka derabbanan lekula, a special hachra lekula, chazal allow you to be mekel, besafek? Why rely on sveka derabbanan lekula? Just wait, it'll be mutter, even without relying on something. It could be usher, you could be chayiv in this mitzvah, so why rely on Sfeika Rabbanan Lakula to tell me that I'm not chayiv in this mitzvah, that the object is not usher? Wait, be patient, wait a little bit and it'll be mutter. So Sfeika Rabbanan Lakula is one of the principles that the Gemara in Beitza says there on Gimel Amud Beis that doesn't apply by Davash Yesh Matirin. Similarly, the concept of bittel doesn't apply by Davash Yesh Matirin. Bittel Barov won't apply. Any kind of bittel, Chazal goes that davash yesh matirin afilu be'elef lo batil. Chazal say that even in 1,000, Chazal say davash yesh matirin is aser even b'mashahu, a tiny amount. Why? Again, the concept of bittel is that you're relying on a principle. A principle to say that even though if you were to use each one of these kelim, you know for sure you're using a kli that you would not tovel in the mikveh, but bittel allows me to assume that the kli that I'm using is a kli that's mutter, a kli that I can use. So Chazal is saying, why rely on bittel? Why rely on the heter of bittel? Wait, be patient, wait until it'll become mutter, and then you'll be able to use it. So bittel doesn't apply by Dorash Yesh Matirin. Sfeikat Rabban Lakula will not apply by Dorash Yesh Matirin. So plugging that into the case of Tfilas Kalim, if I have a kli, I have a kli. I was matbil a lot of kelim. I have this one kli. I don't remember this kli. Did that kli go to the mikvah? Did I forget that kli? I just don't remember. The halacha is, even though it's a suffix, and even if it's a klei zechuches, you'd say klei zechuches is only midrabanan. Even those who hold tefilas kelim as a mitzvah, their rice in general, but zechuches might only be the rabbanan. There's no room for kula there. That's not a suffix, a sveika d'dina, whether this type of kli is chayiv in tefilas kelim or not. That's a suffix in whether I was tovel the kli. A suffix in whether I was tovel the kli, I can't rely on Sfeika D'Rabban Lakula, and I wouldn't even be able to rely on bittel either. Meaning, even if this kli is mixed up, I have a bunch of glasses. Some of them I was tovel, and when one of them I wasn't tovel, let's say. And I can't remember which one I was tovel. I gotta bring them all back to the mikveh. Because that's a suffix that you'll have to be machmir for. Sfeika D'Rabban Lakula will not apply because Tfilas Kalim is a Davash Yesh Matirin. It's Yesh L'Matirin. The kli, it's also to use the kli now, but I can be matir the usage of the kli by just bringing him back to the mikvah. So Sfeika D'Rabban Lakula and Bittel will not apply in this case. That's important to keep in mind. Safek does not mean that you can always be mekel, even by Zechuches, when it comes to Tfilas Kalim. But a Sfeika D'Dina, Safek Be'ikir Hachiyuv, that you will be able to be mekel with, at least by Klei Zechuches, the Rama might say even by Klei Matchis, even by metal kelim, the Rama might be willing to be mekel because he holds all of Tfilas kelim might be the Rabbanan, as the Ran seems to understand. But even if we'll hold that regular Tfilas kelim is a mitzvah deraisa, but Zechuches will be mekel for, at least if it's only a suffix in the main chiyuv itself. Yes?
Would it be mutter when you tovel it?
Yeah. You're not allowed to use the kli before you tovel it in the mikveh, but after you tovel it in the mikveh, you'll be able to use it.
What if you already did?
You did it, but now you don't remember if you did it. Either if you have a suffix whether you were told this kli, or you know you were told some kelim, but you have other kelim that are mixed up in here.
But aren't all suffix the Rabban and the kula?
I just said that suffix the Rabban and the kula doesn't apply by a davash yesh matirin because Chazal don't want you to rely on that principle.
But when would it apply?
When would suffix the Rabban and the kula apply? First of all, it applies if it's not a davash yesh matirin. Like if a person has a suffix whether he read the Megillah. Right.
Okay,
let's say
he
has a suffix. Sorry.
You
could do it again. But it's a big tircha to do it again. You're not mechuyev to do it again. Maybe. It's not such a big tircha to bring the kli to the mikveh. It takes a couple of minutes.
Also,
you're saying it's a big tircha to be tovel 100 kelim if you have
a
but each kli is a separate chiyuv, right? We don't look at all the kelim together. We look at each kli separately. That's not a tircha at all. It's not a big tircha unless you don't. Okay, yes, you could live in a circumstance. You could live in an area without a kelim mikveh, without a mikveh at all. Okay, but generally speaking, tefilas kelim is not a difficult thing to do. In your context, it might be difficult, but I don't think the halacha is going to change based on your context. Okay, I think it would still be called a davash yesh matirin. So what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina might be a suffix in the ikar achiv. If you have a suffix, a sveka d'dina, whether this kli is chayev in tefilah or not. So if matches is only midrabanan, then you'll be able to be mekel. But even if matches is a mitzvah deraisa, zechuches probably is only midrabanan, except according to those poskim that the Darkei Tshuva quotes, but we don't pask in that way. So we assume that zechuches is taka midrabanan, so you'll be able to be mekel in place of zechuches. Another nafkamina that the poskim discuss is who has to do the tefillah. Well, better yet, not so much who has to do the tefillah, but who is trusted about saying that the tefillah was done. That's a better way to put it. Because as we'll soon see, the Shulchan Aruch does paskin that even a non-Jew or a katan, a minor, someone below bar or bas mitzvah, could do the tefillah as long as a gadol sees that they do the tefillah and they know that the tefillah was done. So it's not so much who does the tefillah, it's who is trusted, who has nemanus to say that the tefillah was actually done. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerden, Siman Kuf Chof, and Sif Yudala quotes from the Trumas Hadeshin that ketanim are not neman on tefillahs kelim. This is a Trumas Hadeshin that is in page 3 of the packet. As I always say, the Trumas Hadeshin is a Shailos Tshuva Sefer, but the Shach and Hilchas Nida in one place points out that we know that the Trumas Hadeshin was never asked these Shailos. I guess if you read through the whole Trumas Hadeshin, it must be pretty clear from the Trumas Hadeshin. But he was never asked these Shailos. He made up the Shailos. That's the best Shailos Tshuva Sefer, right? He made up a Shiurim. He had certain issues that he wanted to discuss, so he made up the Shailos and wrote the Tshuvas. Normally, Shailos and Tshuvas don't work out so perfectly because the Shailos are always never exactly the way you want them. Okay. So, but what's beautiful about the Trumas Hadeshin is that you really get, he really tells you what he wants to tell you because his Shailos and Tshuvas were focused in the direction that he wanted. So he's asked the Shaila, Klei matchas halakuach min anochi shetzorach tefila, shori l'sholcho al yidei katon letfila olav. Can you send the kli with a katon to the mikvah? Can you send the kli? Not only can you be matka with the, can you have the katon do the tefila, but can you send it with the katon? I mean, are you going to trust it? Trust him. So tshuva, what's the answer the Trumas Hadeshin gives? Yerod lo shori l'mebet hochi. I think it's wrong. Kevin the tefila skeim halakuach min anochim doraisehi. That's the first point. So since tefillas kelim is a din deraisa, lo mehemnina na lo lekata. We're not going to trust the kata. Afal gav de biyado, who even though it is biyado, it's in his power to do it. Umil said les beitorach, and it's something that doesn't require a tircha, David, right? The Trumas Hadeshin assumes it doesn't require a tircha to do tefillas kelim. So look, you got two things going for you. It's biyado, he's in control, and there's no tircha. Kedemucha betosus pak de psachim perakam de psachim. The Gemara of Pesachim there is talking about Bedikas Chametz. So we know, min haTorah bebitul b'yal masagi, one can just be mevatel the Chametz, he makes the Chametz like Afra the Ara, so then there's no problem. He's not owning Chametz, so he won't violate any Isurim, even if the Chametz is physically in the home. B'derabbanan, Chazal require that we do Bedikas Chametz, we try to get rid of the Chametz completely. They're afraid you might come to eat the Chametz, whatever. So the Gemara there is discussing, do we trust Katanim and Noshim, do we trust women, do we trust minors to tell us that the house is bothered, that the house was checked for Chametz? So the Gemara says, yes. Why? How can we trust the Katanim, how can we trust the Noshim? How do we know for sure? So the Gemara says, since Bedikas Chametz is only a Dinder Rabbanan, Min haTorah bebitul b'yamasagi, so Hemnu HaRabbanan b'der Rabbanan. Chazal trusted the Katanim and the Noshim b'der Rabbanan. So Tosis there explains, since it's b'der Rabbanan, so therefore we trust them, even though Bedikas Chametz is a tircha. Be careful, right? It is biyadam, they can do the Bedikas Chametz, but there is a tircha. So since there is a tircha, that's why the Gemara says, Hemnu HaRabbana b'der Rabbana. But if it were to have been daraisa, since there is a tircha, we wouldn't trust the Ketanim and the Noshim. But Tosis there assumes that if there is no tircha, we would trust the Noshim, if it's Biyadam, and there's no tircha, we would trust the Noshim, even by Daraisas, but we wouldn't trust the Ketanim. Did you get all the stages? Hemnu HaRabbanan b'der Rabbanan means the Chazal trusted the Noshim and the Ketanim by Bedikas Chametz, because there is no tircha. But because it is Biyadam, even though there is tircha. So even though there is tircha, they would trust them. It is biyada, but that's because it's only midrabbana. But if it would be daraisa, if there's tircha, forget about it. But if there is no tircha and it's biyadam, then even by daraisas, Chazal would trust nashim. They still wouldn't trust ketanim. So the Trumas Hadeshin says tefilas kelim is it in daraisa. We can't trust ketanim, so you can't send the ketanim to the mikvah in order to be matil kelim. This is the chiddush that the Trumas Hadeshin has here, and that's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Kuf Chof, Sif Yudalit, Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Trumas Hadeshin that we don't trust the Ketanim. Ein ma'aminim katan al tefilas kelim. And the Nosei Kelim, the Taz and the Gra, they say this because tefilas kelim is deraisa, so we can't trust the the Kotel Lefishat Tfilas Kelim, the Taz, for example, the Taz in Sivkot and Tazayin says Lefishat Tfilas Kelim Daraisa. That's why we're not going to be able to trust the Ketanim. And the Gro, the Vilna Gaon, and the Bira Gro says the same thing, quoting from the Trumas HaDeshim. Rabbi Kiva Eger, on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, points out, he says, if that's the reason, he's commenting on the Taz, he says, if that's the reason for why we can't trust the Ketanim on Tfilas Kelim, should come out, we should be able to trust the Ketanim on what kind of Tfilas Kelim? Tfilas Klei Zechuchas. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, the Klei Zechuchas is only with the Rabbanan, so why shouldn't we trust the Ketanim? The only time we don't trust the Ketanim, by something which is Biyodo, even if it doesn't have a tircha, that's by deraisas, by derabbanans, we would trust them. We would trust them by derabbanans even if it requires a tircha, like by bedikas chametz, koshka in tefilas kelim, which doesn't require any tircha, we would trust the ketanim. So that's another chiluk between klei zechuchis and klei matches. Klei matches is deraisa, that's our assumption, so therefore we wouldn't trust the ketanim. But klei zechuchis, since it's only midirabbanan, maybe we would trust the ketanim. Rabbi Kiva Eger continues, though, and he says, the Pischei Tshuva quotes the Prima Gadim who's not so sure. The Pischei Tshuva quotes the Prima Gadim in Sivkot and Yudalid who's not so sure Rabbi Kiva Eger is right, that we should be makel to trust the Ketanim even by Klei Zechuchis. Why? Zok the Prima Gadim, maybe this is a special Derabbanan. What kind of a derabbanan is this? Two magic words. What kind of a derabbanan? A special chumrah over here? What kind of derabbanan? There's a cheskas issa. The Prima Gadim, quoted by the Pischei Tshuva, says maybe this derabbanan is different. This is a derabbanan with a cheskas issa. There's the status quo, chazakat meikara, status quo of issa on this kli. What's the status quo of issa? What does he mean, status quo of issa? Status quo of issa means you're not allowed to use the kli until there's tevila. You're not allowed to use the kli until there's tevila. So the Pischei Tshuva quotes from the Prima Gadim that maybe even if tefilas klei zechuchis is only midrabbanan, I shouldn't trust the ketanim. I bechazal trusted him nur rabbanan bidrabbanan. No, him nur rabbanan bidrabbanan by bedikas chametz. Maybe there's no cheskas issa. We don't know. We don't know if the bias is, but maybe there's no chazaka there. But the Prima Gadim assumes that here, since there's a cheska sister on the klei zechuchis, maybe we shouldn't trust the cotton, even though it's only the rabbanan. The Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. The Aruch HaShulchan says, he doesn't understand what the Prima Gadim is saying. Cheska sister? What kind of cheska sister is there here? What's the cheska sister, he says? He says, tefilas kelim is a mitzvah. It's not an iser. He says, v'haraya, let's say you use the kli without a tevila. What's the status of the food that you cook, that you served in that kli? Does the food become asr? No, as long as the kli is kosher, it doesn't have a bli of isr in it, there's no problem with the kli. Zok the Aruch HaShulchan, you see, there can't be any cheskas isr here. Tefillah is kind of a mitzvah, it's not an isr. The Prima Gadim, let's back up for a second. Rabbi Kiva Eger said, even according to the Trumas HaDeshim, that we don't trust the Ketanim on Tefillah's Kelim, it's only Tefillah's Kelim by Klei Matches, by Metal Kelim. But by Zechuchis, we should trust them, it's only Midrabbanan. The Prima Gadim says we can't trust them if there's a cheskas isr. Aruch HaShulchan says there is no cheska sisser. The Prima Gadim thought there's a cheska sisser here. Why? Because you're not allowed to use the kelim without tevila. It's aser. Aruch HaShulchan says there is no cheska sisser here because it doesn't aser the food if you do use the kelim without tevila. Both of these halachos, the fact that you're not allowed to use the kli without tevila, and the fact that the food is not affected by the kli b'dieved, these are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah in Sif Tes Zayin, at the very end of Sif Simen Kuf Chav, says v'imavar v'hishtamish b'kli b'lo tefila lo nesa mashen hishtamish bo. The food that's inside is not nesa. That's the Ramah in Sif Tes Zayin. So the food is not going to be nesa. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's raya that it's not a cheska sisser. The Prima Gadim's raya that there is cheska sisser in the kli because it's also to use the kli without tevila. That's a Ramah in Sifches. It's discussing a complicated case of two different people. One acquires something from a goy, not for the purpose of Suda, and the other one borrows it from him. A whole case we'll talk about. It's a very important case. But the Ramah says, Aval harishon also lehishtamesh bo letzorche Suda filu derech harai below tevila. The first one's not allowed to use it. Not allowed to use the kli without tefillah. You see, there's an iser hishtamshus in the kli. It's not stam that there's a mitzvah of tefillah, but there's an iser hishtamshus. So what's the machlokas aruch hashulchan and the prima gadim? Is there a cheskas iser? Is there no cheskas iser? I mean, they both are quoting halachas that everyone agrees to. It's also to use the kli, but it doesn't ask of the food if you do use the kli. So is there a cheskas iser? Is there no cheskas iser? If there is a cheskas iser, we shouldn't rely on the ketanim, even if kli is zechuche, the tefillah's kli zechuches is only the rabbanan. And if there's no cheskas iser, then we can rely on the custom. Well, what's the machlokas achronim over here? What's the machlokas in the poskim? So I thought the machlokas is, how do I define the concept of cheskas iser? Should I say the cheskas iser is a function of an iser in the cheftza? There has to be some kind of iser in the cheftza. Or should I say no? If the kli is associated with some kind of an iser, even though the iser is an iser in the gabra, maybe that should be defined as cheskas iser as well. The prima gadim assumed that there is a cheskas iser here. As long as there's an iser associated with the kli, I'm not allowed to use this kli before tefillah. Not only is there a mitzvah tefillah, the Prima Gadim claims there's an iser to use the kli without tefillah, so that creates the shame cheskas iser. So that's why you shouldn't trust the katan even on tefillah's kli zechuches. Or Hashokan says, no, there's no iser in the cheftzas hakli. There's a mitzvah on the gavra. The fact that it's also to use the kli without tefillah, that won't create the shame cheskas iser. You need an iser in the chafza. The kli has to have an iser in the chafza. What's the criterion? What's the simen ladar? What's the indicator that there's an iser in the chafza of the kli? If the kli is so usur that it affects what you put in it. If something were to become usur, if the ocha were to become usur, if I put that ocha into the kli, so then I could say that there's cheskas iser on this kli because there's an iser in the chafza. But this iser that stems from the mitzvah of tefillas kelim. That's not an iser in the chefza. That's an iser on the gavra, which basically means that there's a mitzvah on the gavra to do the tefillas kelim. That's really what the iser is based on. The iser is a function of the mitzvah. It's not really an iser in the chefza sakli. The haraya, it doesn't ask of the tavshil, doesn't ask of the food that you use in the kli. Zok the aruch hashulchan. If that's the case, then there's no reason to say this is a derabbanan with a cheskas iser. There's no cheskas iser. It's just becheskas mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be told with the kli. So if the mitzvah is only midrabbanan, then we can trust the katan on this tefillah. L'maisa, I think most poskim are mekel when it comes to klei zechuches. We're mekel to assume that we can trust the katan, at least on klei zechuches, right? We can trust the katan to tell us that he was ma'apil the klei zechuches. But poskim point out it's not such a good idea to give the kli to the katan to be tovel. Even though we can trust him, if we did it, we can trust him, it's probably better to be tovel the kli yourself because you'll be mevatel the mitzvah. Meaning, even if we can trust the kli, and we can trust the katan, and we can use the kli afterwards, which we mevatel the mitzvah by giving the kli to the katan. So it's not the best thing to do that. If you look at the Trumas Hadeshin, the Hemshev, the conclusion of the Trumas Hadeshin, he says, even if you can't trust the katan on tefillas kli matchis, everyone would say that on metal kelim, you can't trust the katan, that's a din deraisa. But if Gadol Amin Agabav, if a Gadol is watching him be tovah, so obviously you don't need him to be trusted. We see that the kli is being tivled, it's being put into the mikvah, so that would be fine. But the poskim say, even though it's fine, the kli is tovel, the kli is permissible for use, whether a katan does the tefillah, whether a non-Jew does the tefillah, as long as the gadol, the Yisrael, as the gadol, sees the katan or the non-Jew doing that tefillah, it's better not to do that, because there's no shlichus l'katan, there's no shlichus l'akum. So if there's no shlichus, what's going to happen? The goy is doing the tefillah. The katan is doing the tefillah. So you're not going to get any mitzvah for that non-Jew or for the katan doing the tefillah. So even though it's okay to have them do the tefillah, technically speaking, meaning it would work, it's best to try to avoid it. Even if the katan is going to come with you to do tefillahs kelim, mitam chinuch, you want to be machanech your children, so you'll bring them to the kelim mikvah to be tovel kelim. It's a very nice idea, but it's probably better that the katan, that the katanim do not do the actual tefillah. They should watch. They don't actually have to do the tefillah. If they, you know, they have it once. I once heard someone say if they have their own kli. If they bought their kli with their own money, they want to be tovel the kli. So you don't have the mitzvah on you. It's their mitzvah. So they want to be tovel because they let them be tovel. But if it's your kelim, it's probably better for you to be tovel the kelim yourself and have the katan watch. Because even if we don't have to rely on trusting the katan because you're watching the katan do it, but you might lose the mitzvah of tefillas kelim if the katan is madbil your kli. Yeah.
Just a question back to Darius of the Rabbana. I was thinking, do any of the Gedolim who have the Yinah Mitzvahs count Tefillas Kelim as a Mitzvah Darius? Like, does the Rambam receive a Mitzvah of the Bahag?
It's a very good question. We would have to look at the Rambam. You see, it's going to be a little complicated, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm sure the Rambam is not going to talk about Giulei Akum within the Sefer HaMitzvahs, because Hechsher Kelim is not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's something that you, if you want to make the Kelim kosher, you need Hechsher. In fact, they talk about, I think the Sefer HaChinuch counts Tevila and Mikveh as a mitzvah. And I think the Minchas Chinuch asks, what kind of a mitzvah is this? And he talks about, I think the Minchas Chinuch actually talks about this in the context of tshuva. He says, tshuva, is tshuva a mitzvah? It's not a mitzvah. You're not obligated to do tshuva. If you want to, you don't want to have the aveira on your cheshbon, you should do tshuva. And he says, this is a mitzvah similar to other mitzvahs, which he calls, Minchas Chinuch coins a phrase, it's a mitzvah al derech hatoar, I think he calls it. A mitzvah la toar. I'm not exactly sure what that phrase means. It means, it's called a mitzvah in the sense that it's a nice, it's the right thing to do, but you're not obligated to do it. L'mashal, a get. Right? It's not a mitzvah to give a get to one's wife. Right? It's not the kind of thing that you say, well, I got married, and now I should give a get because I want to be mekayim all of the mitzvahs. No, that's not, we don't believe in that kind of thing. But if a person wants to get divorced, the Torah legislates a certain way of getting divorced, a certain way of dissolving that kind of kiddushin. So tshuva is similar, and tefillin and mikvah also. If a kli becomes tummy, you don't have to be matbil the kli. I think we assume in most circumstances you're allowed to leave that kli tummy in your rishus. There's no chiyuv to be matbil the kli. Maybe some farshim might say it's best to try to be matbil the kli because who knows? Maybe you'll use it for kachim or for tshuva. You won't even realize it's tummy. But technically speaking, is there a mitzvah to be matbil the kli? Not really. There is a mitzvah. A person has to be tovel before yom tov, according to some poskim. Not for now, according to some rishonim. But generally speaking, we don't assume that you have to be matbil kalim that are tameh. So again, this is a kind of mitzvah that, should I define that as a mitzvah or not? So the fact that the Rambam doesn't count tefillas kalim as part of the minyan ha-mitzvahs, that might not necessarily prove anything, because it could be that the Rambam might look at Tfilas Kalim like Hechsher Kalim. That'd be a part of Hechsher Kalim. In fact, we'll see in one of the last Tfilas Kalim Shira, when we talk about the actual Maisa Tfila, so we'll talk about the Barucha Tfilas Kalim, there is a comment that the Ritva, the Ritva Navodah Zarah has. He quotes from the Ram, he's Medak in the Ram, they work very hard to try to figure out what his deal was, but he's Medak in the Ram, the Ram holds that there's no Barucha on Tfilas Kalim. No bracha on tefillas kelim. How could that be? The Shulchan Aruch says there is a bracha. Everyone assumes there's a bracha. The Rambam is going to assume tefillas kelim is different than any other mitzvah. Whether it's the Raisa, whether it's the Rabbanan, there should be a bracha on it. What's the answer? So some suggest, well, maybe tefillas kelim is like hechsher kelim. It's a part of hechsher kelim, meaning it's just to get the isser out. You're not allowed to use the kli. The Torah wants you to be metahir this kli. So it's some kind of an isser. So once you do the tefillah, once you do the hechsher, then you can use the kli. So it could be the Rambam just looks at tefillas kelim differently. So it might not be instructive to look at the minyan ha-mitzvahs in order to determine whether the Rambam actually defines it as a mitzvah or not. Okay?